So I'm on the BJJ Fanatics website, and I see three new videos by some guy named Thomas Radzinski. You familiar with that guy at all?
Nope, absolutely not.
No? Well, he's got some good stuff. Three brand new videos. They're getting amazing reviews, which is good to see as well. But you got to tell us about them real quick?
Yeah. You know, I had you guys already know, but I had opportunity to go to Boston, shoot three more instructionals, one on butterfly hook, complete guide for butterfly hook, two, wrap, lapel, and submit them. And three, we have taking the back. It's particularly designed for guys for over 40 because there is no climbing involved. All the back days are on the ground. Very, very full and effective system. So dip into it. I'm really hoping that this is going to help your jiu-jitsu and really take it to the next level.
BJJFanatics.com. Just search R-O-Z-D-Z. We have all had that situation where after class is when we want to ask a question. And Thomas, a lot of those questions you've already answered, right, at Ask a Black Belt.
Yeah, it's another podcast that I'm running. It's on podcast, all podcast platforms, plus on YouTube. You can find it anywhere. Just search for my name. Search for Ask a Black Belt. At this point, over 100 episodes, different questions, jiu-jitsu, life-related, but something that everybody comes across, and often these questions sink in our mind, but we don't ask for whatever reason. So if that benefits you, go there, listen. It actually might help your jiu-jitsu, might help your life as well. And if you have any questions, find me on Instagram and drop me a line. I'll be happy to answer your question and mention your name during the episode.
Welcome to Raw Radio.
And we're alive.
You didn't clap.
One more time.
You look like you were deep in thought or something.
And we're alive.
Here we go.
Is this formal enough?
We're not really live. So.
Well.
You know. It's all a fallacy.
Is it?
Yep.
I'm glad. There you go. Oh, now we're getting into this. Conspiracy theories.
No, just, you know, nothing's real. I keep moving my microphone. So here we go. What are we talking about?
Great conversation with Kenny Kim. I mean,
yeah.
What a great guy. And like, I think what was the most striking for me, the fact that what you see, the perception online, it feels like that's exactly how he was during the conversation. Very, yeah. Very transparent and outgoing and just radiates the awesomeness of jiu-jitsu and him wanting to help others.
Okay. No, I agree with you. Just the radiating the awesomeness of jiu-jitsu. I don't know. I think he has his own, he's secure in himself. Mm-hmm. I think he's confident in himself. And that comes across, and I bet he doesn't suffer a lot of bullshit in his life. He probably is just like, nah, you know, that's it. Well, and we talked a little bit about like controlling the things you can and not worrying about the things you can't. And I think that that's probably as he's developed that over the years, that's how he kind of navigates things, and you get that, sense from him. So it's pretty cool.
Do you agree with that approach? Excuse me. Do you agree with that approach?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the older people get, some people call it maturity, but I think that's really what it is, listen, I can only do so much.
Yeah.
I can only control certain things. And we've talked a long time ago about this, you know, the only thing I can control is my reaction to things, how I react to it. I can't make, you know, whatever happens outside of here or at home or illness or business wise, I can only control how I react to it. And I think the more you accepting of that, that you are, the easier it is to let other things go, you know, and not be bothered by things or mm-hmm. not have them affect you negatively. It's just like, all right, that happened. How do I deal with it?
Yeah.
What's the best way, smartest way for me to get the best possible outcome for whatever situation it's involved in, you know? And then it makes you think, it makes you stop and think and be clear about things. It makes you, weigh the outcome based on your reaction. Mm-hmm. You know, if, okay, if I do this, then that's going to happen, or that's, it's going to affect other people this way. So I just, you know, I think that's, in a word, it's maturity. And
experience.
Yeah, it all feeds into it, right? Yeah. But that's not really what we were going to talk about.
No.
But we were going to, he had a very, you know, throughout his story of growing up, martial arts, wanting to own an academy since he was a kid. He had a, anybody who told him he couldn't do it or offered help or whatever the case may be, he wanted to prove them wrong. He wanted to prove that he could do it, you know? I wonder, I was thinking about that. I wonder how much of it is proving it to yourself more so, you know, you use them as the catalyst mm-hmm. or as the motivation, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But, you're really proving it to yourself, aren't you? That you could do it, that you don't need their help, that, you know, it's up to you. And, you know,
I think in some ways this is just a motivator, point of discipline, you know, if you write it down and say, this is what you want to do, you know, you're proving wrong that you will not fail. If somebody tells you you can't do it and you do it, you're proving them wrong that, you know, they what I said mm-hmm. was not successful. So like in some sense, this is all about the drive. This is all about achieving the thing that you said you would, you know? And I think in some cases, it is, there is a point of satisfaction of, you told me I cannot do this and I'm going to show you like that. And I think that determination, that fact that, you know, somebody didn't believe in you and you did it anyway.
Yeah. And I think it was also, but he also had people that said that they would help. They would, I can help you financially. And he was like, nope.
Right. But
do it on my own.
But I think so it's like, look, it's, I think you can, in my mind, you can slide this many ways, because accepting help from somebody shows a weakness that you are not capable of doing this by yourself, mm-hmm. right? Which in a sense of fuels that motivation, fuels that determination of achieving it. You know, I'm like, I remember when I was starting jiu-jitsu way back in the day, like I was told many times, I'll never be a black belt. You're never going to get there. It's, you know, you're not Brazilian. Like these things have been said, and I don't think there was a vicious intent behind it. It's just, they were just said. And I think in some sense that gives you fuel. At least it does to me. And I think what Kenny said at some point during the conversation is like, there's two types of people. People that will step up and try to achieve the goal or the task that's challenging, and others will say okay and they will depart, mm-hmm. you know, with, you know, list of reasons why it didn't work. And I think there's some truth to that, you know. Yeah. And if so, it happens that people tell you that, you know, you can't do it, and that drives you, that's your fuel. Hey, good for you. That's what I say. I mean, because ultimately, who's winning, them or you? I mean, if you achieve what you want.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I don't have a counterpoint to that, really. I just think that as far as, you know, those two people are concerned, you know, maybe some of the people have lived a life of convenience and they don't want to have to deal with any challenges, mm-hmm. Or they're living a life of a ton of challenges and they just don't need another one right now. And so they use that as, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. We talk about excuses versus reasons. And sometimes it's an excuse. It's, you know, oh my, I'm too out of shape for this. I can't find the time. You know, and then there's legit reasons too, you know.
Like what is actually, have you looked it up? What's the difference between excuse and reason?
Well, the way I think about it, and I don't know, I can be totally off the wall. This is just my interpretation of it, is an excuse is your way out. And a reason is something that legit blocks you from doing something. Like I said, you know, I don't have the time. Well, now I have recently run into somebody who's working 7 days a week and who's working 12 hours a day. That guy legit doesn't have the time right now.
Not quite. So I looked it up.
I don't, we're talking about my interpretation. I don't care what Webster says.
I was curious. I looked it up what the difference is.
All right, go ahead.
A reason is for essentially a justification for somebody who is not participating.
Okay.
An excuse is the same reason for the participant.
So you give me the reasons, but and it's your excuse.
No, opposite. So if we're talking about you,
yeah.
I give you the reasons, but you give yourself an excuse. Why can't Gary train jiu-jitsu? I'm going to tell you, your schedule doesn't work. That's a reason. If you say the schedule doesn't work, that's an excuse.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Anyway, sorry for the aerial.
One's legit and one probably isn't.
Yeah.
I don't have any excuses not to train. I got plenty of excuses.
Oh, no. You've been grinding it. you've been grinding.
I've been on the mat a little bit more than usual.
Yeah, hey, listen, you've been grinding. Take a compliment when I'm giving you one.
Yeah. Well, I just need to have some success on the mat. I was watching video of me in striking class. I'm like, God, man, a couple of cream puffs I'm throwing there. But you know, listen, sometimes people want to do it. And here's the thing, like, he's proving people wrong, but I can guarantee you he wouldn't say he did it all on his own. He had people that showed him things along the way.
Oh, absolutely.
Helped him along the, you know,
absolutely.
In those regards.
Yeah.
But he had a determination that anytime, those obstacles were put in front of him, he thought, that maybe they had a reason for doing it, and he was going to prove them wrong.
Yep.
He was going to show that reason wasn't legit.
Yep.
And he might have been wrong about what he thought those reasons were.
Yeah.
But it did fuel him to persevere and to push forward.
Yeah.
And he's got a great story. He's told it a lot of places, but it's always entertaining when he tells it. So I highly recommend giving him a listen.
Yeah, no, this was a good conversation. I love the fact that he had dinosaurs behind him.
He was in his kid's playroom. Yeah.
Watch it on YouTube. You'll know what I'm talking about.
We've had
about.
Grown men that have had toys behind them, and they didn't have the excuse that it was their kids.
We've had our guests in different rooms.
Yeah, in the bathrooms.
Cars.
Closets. I really do believe Dean Lister was in the bowels of a school, like in the furnace room.
Somewhere.
Sleeping on a cot. You know, it's good. It's great to hear people who, when they have that attitude, also have the attitude of, they weren't being victimized.
Yeah.
You know, he was proving people wrong. Seemingly, with a good attitude about it. Like, this is, I can show you, I can do this. And doing it while helping others and doing it. I only know him from here and what I've seen online, but he just seems to have a very great attitude of service, almost of giving back.
So perhaps that's one of the main reasons why he's so successful.
Sure.
He has the academy that he has, why he has the community that he has, because of that personal approach.
Yeah, I think so for sure. I don't think you get very far. You can accumulate a lot of things with the opposite attitude of that, but you're probably not very happy. You're probably not surrounded by people who care about you.
Yeah.
You know, and it's great to see somebody like him who is.
Yeah.
So it's cool. It's cool. It's good stuff. I like it. I like these conversations, and I like people when they come with that attitude. It's a good time. Makes me happy.
Sweet. All right. Well, let's wrap it up. That was a good one.
All right. Cool.
All right.
It was a short episode, and it was a short takeaway. Cool. All right, then.
Later.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Raw Radio. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a review and help us make the show even more amazing. For future episodes, check out our website and follow us on all major podcast platforms. Take care.